CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. America got an introduction last night to Tim Walz, the Minnesota governor who's now the number two person on the Democratic presidential ticket.
I learned how to work across the aisle on issues like growing the rural economies and taking care of veterans. And I learned how to compromise without compromising my values.
His convention speech followed some big names, former President Bill Clinton and Oprah Winfrey. She told CBS Mornings at first she was reluctant.
I don't have anything to lose now. I don't have a show. I don't have, it's not, what is it going to cost me other than knowing that I had to do whatever I could to speak up?
Well, tonight, Vice President Kamala Harris accepts the party's presidential nomination. Michael Tyler is her campaign communications director.
This week is, and what tonight is an opportunity to fully introduce herself to a wider slice of the electorate, right? Tell her story. Growing up the daughter of a working mom, working at McDonald's while she was at college, the work that she did before she became vice president and senator, working as a prosecutor and as attorney general, what the through line has been, always working for the people.
Well, there could be major impact here in the U.S. as Canadian rail workers have gone on strike. CBS's Chris Mavridis is in Toronto along rail tracks that are now quiet.
Everything from Canadian-made insulin to frozen French fries were turned away, and now it could also affect gas prices since those trains won't be carrying the 100,000 barrels of Canadian crude oil that gets shipped to American refineries every day.
Now to the Middle East, CBS's Remy Innocencio in Israel with the latest on Gaza ceasefire talks.
That's the talk, that the talks are going on or expected to go on. We got guidance from the White House that those talks were expected to start today, but so far there has been no word at all that that has actually started.
Officials in Italy say one of the bodies found yesterday in the search off Sicily for victims of a yacht that sank was British mogul Mike Lynch. Health researchers here in this country say they've taken a step closer to a flu vaccine that could last for up to 20 years, adapting to new strains along the way. Ted Ross is director of global vaccine development at the Cleveland Clinic.
We can stimulate an immune response that will last 20 years and protect against all strains of influenza that circulate in the human population today. So not only do we do historical strains, contemporary strains, but it allows us to look over time to see how many different versions of the flu virus we're able to neutralize as we move forward in time.
He says the vaccine could still be a decade away from being made available for everyone. Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is down 53 points. The S&P is up a point and a half. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Gateway and the Navy could be getting together. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Gateway Technical College is considering a $5 million renovation to expand its welding program in partnership with the U.S. Navy. Gateway officials say the project is in just the discussion phase. Racine leaders support revising water service agreements with Mount Pleasant. The Common Council voted this week to proceed with negotiations amid a dispute over lower job creation projections for the Foxconn project. Police in Kenosha County were concentrated near the Target shopping center after a report of a driver being shot at yesterday. Details are limited as the investigation continues. Kenosha's Kemper Center is experiencing leadership turnover. Five board members and the executive director have departed. The organization says they're searching for a new executive director right away. And Pleasant Prairie's Parks Department is replacing 30-year-old playground equipment at Prairie Springs Park. The project will feature new inclusive play structures and is expected to take about 3 weeks to complete. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers A.J. Dillon with a neck injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. He's one of the Packers' most popular players, running back A.J. Dillon, revealing he suffered another neck stinger in Denver last week. He dealt with one at the end of last season. As Dillon undergoes tests, does this open the door for second-year running back Emmanuel Wilson?
You know, just controlling what I can. It's up to them in the office if they're going to keep me or let me go. But, you know, I'm just controlling what I can.
The roster cut down day next Tuesday after Saturday's final preseason game against the Ravens.
It's big. It's very big. Only because you never know if this is my last time playing for them or what, so it's very big for me.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series in St. Louis after losing 10-6 last night in extra innings. Manager Pat Murphy asked why was he ejected after arguing with the home plate umpire.
The conversation on the field was balls and strikes in the neck.
Sure was.
Golf, Max Lyons, the winner of the Wisconsin State Open in Minocqua. He finished the tournament at 16 under par. George Neisser finished second, two shots off the pace. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
The sunshine just won't stop, and high temperatures hitting perfection in the mid-70s. With winds still blowing off the lake out of the southeast, it'll be cooler by the lake shore. Otherwise, tonight, increasing clouds with lows falling to near 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN with the Beatles. You get back.
Told you was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. Jojo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, awesome California grass. Get back, get back, get back to where you once belonged. Get back to where you once belonged.
Ballpark to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I know you want to leave me.
never told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you.
Local news and timeless is right here on WRJN. Tell a friend, all right? Keep us going here. Come on. Help a sister. Today's WRJN big deal of the day is 50% savings at B&L Office Furniture in Kenosha. 50% off a $100 gift certificate. Just in time for back to school, too, because I didn't even think about that. I just thought office furniture. But no, even to get the kids set up for school, a $100 gift certificate from B&L Office Furniture in Kenosha for just $50 today only at WRJN Big Deals. And while you're there, you want to catch the Brewers at American Family Field before summer slips away. The Big Deals Pennant Race Sweepstakes for your chance to win four club-level tickets. All you have to do is, while you're on WRJN Big Deals, when they see that pop-up, click on that sign up to win. And by the way, you can sign up every single day until the contest ends September 13th at WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their Blackberry Lemon Tart Kringle. Perfectly balanced sweet and tart flavors of fresh blackberries and lemons make it a refreshing treat. Topped with creamy icing and O&H's buttery streusel make it irresistible. So enjoy it this week. While you're there, pick up an O&H Lemon Pound Cake. It's specially priced at just $5.50. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Strikes and bites await at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Score big with great deals. One topping pizzas from Angry Brothers Pub for just $10. Plus, discounted lane rentals every Sunday in August. Be sure to sign up for fall bowling and volleyball leagues. Whether you prefer casual or competitive, there's something for everyone. Plus, Angry Brothers Pub has an amazing way to wrap up your work weeks in August. Buy one, get one half off for the signature Friday fish fry. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 101 FM and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Like the start to this. I'm sorry. I'm always quiet with this because I just think this is an awesome way to open up a song. Sweat and tears. Sweat, blood and tears on WRJN with local news and timeless hits. And When I Die.
I'm not scared of dying, and I don't really care if it peace you find in dying. Well, then let the time be near. If it you're finding dying, and if dying time is near, just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah, crazy cold way down there. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world. Carry on, carry on.
chains on me. All I ask of living is to have no chains on me. And all I ask of dying is to go naturally. Only wanna go naturally. Here I go! Ha! Don't wanna go by the devil, don't wanna go by demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be
Hits. WRJN, everybody's gone surfing. Hey, you know what? Low riptide risk today. I always like to check that with Lake Michigan. I mean, that lake is a living body of water, and sometimes the lake's in a bad mood. And it was, especially early part of this week, where they had the hazardous waves warning and, of course, a high riptide alert. I very rarely see that down here in Racine and Kenosha. So I was like, woo. But anyway, not that I've ever gone. I go and I tip my toe in there. Okay. Did you go swimming today, Saint? Yeah. Yeah, I dipped my toe in that. But wow, to have Lake Michigan right here, easy to get to, absolutely gorgeous. You're so lucky. You know, I've got it near where I live, but I gotta drive to it, and I gotta find a parking spot and blah, blah, blah. So you know what I do? I just sit in the backyard and think about maybe dipping my toe into the bathtub or something like that, where it's much safer. And my Uncle Dick's picks. My Uncle Dick likes to talk about the story behind the song or the story behind the group. And tomorrow, if you love the raspberries, 12:15 tomorrow with Uncle Dick's picks right here at WRJN. Paul Harvey today at 12:05. And right now we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson tells the DNC the Biden-Harris administration is reviving a once prosperous black neighborhood in Milwaukee called Bronzeville.
The music is coming back. The culture is coming back. And thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law, the opportunities are coming back.
Bronzeville was literally split in two under so-called urban renewal policies in the 1960s. Now it's getting $37 million worth of bike and bus lanes, green space, and sewer upgrades. Oshkosh Defense says it just landed a $1.5 billion contract to build trucks for the Army. Oshkosh has been building them for years. It sells them to other countries too, like Israel and Ukraine. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A water service revision is supported by Racine leaders. The Common Council this week voted 8-6 to proceed with negotiations to revise water service agreements with Mount Pleasant. The decision comes amid a dispute where Racine is seeking to renegotiate terms due to lower job creation projections for the Foxconn project. Mount Pleasant is accusing the city of violating existing agreements. Mount Pleasant police are trying to reunite a family. At just before 5 this morning, the department said they were trying to help a nonverbal male believed to have autism. He was found in Lake Park near Derby Avenue in South Lawn. Despite efforts, law enforcement has been unable to identify the young man or locate his family. An image is on the Mount Pleasant PD social media page. And they'll break ground in October on the new $68 million Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center in Racine. The Common Council pushed forward the center this week to be built north of Julian Thomas Elementary. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunshine just won't stop, and high temperatures hitting perfection in the mid-70s. With winds still blowing off the lake out of the southeast, it'll be cooler by the lake shore. Otherwise, tonight, increasing clouds with lows falling to near 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Oh, it's so nice.
Your cousin tomorrow.
You know, it's so nice. That's what I'm thinking to myself as I play this song. WRJN.
Pick up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often easy, not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride? There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes.
Timeless Hits, WRJN Brewers in St. Louis today. 1248 is the pregame show. It'll be right here on WRJN. News and Timeless is right here at WRJN. Dancing in the Street, Martha and the Vandellas, and then it was Bowie. It was David Bowie and Mick Jagger in the 80s that redid that song. And that's the thing about Dancing in the Street song. That song is so good that it's about time for remake, and whoever does a remake of that song is going to have success with it, because it's just a great song. As opposed to one that you probably like. So I don't mean to spit on your song, but Seasons in the Sun, it's only been done once. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story coming up with CBS National News, Stuart J. Waddles, local news, our very own Mike Clemens with sports, and again, Paul Harvey with the rest of the story coming up at 12:05 right here on WRJN.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at B&L Office Furniture in Kenosha. Welcome back productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, and workstations. Whether new or refurbished, their dedicated staff will ensure you find everything to create your ideal workspace. Go to WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice
on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa, twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN because you asked. And we listen. Gorgeous day out there. 73 right now in Racine and Kenosha. Here's Neil Diamond.
Kentucky woman, she shines with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her. God knows I love her. Kentucky woman. Turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me. God knows she loves me.
Kentucky woman.
She gets to know you. She got to own you.
Kentucky woman.
I don't want much. Lords have beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good. Ain't no doubt, I'm talking about
Kentucky woman.
She gets to know you, she got to own you.
Kentucky woman.
I don't want much. Earth beneath my feet, gentle touch that one girl, and life is sweet and good. There ain't no doubt I'm talking about
Kentucky woman.
She gets to know you, she got to own you.
Kentucky woman.
Kentucky woman.
Sturdy old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
Turn his brain. He's been working and slaving his one thing I know is true, yeah. You'll be dead before your time is due. Know it.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Democratic convention delegates are set to give the presidential ticket what's likely to be a rousing send-off tonight. CBS's Matt Piper is in Chicago.
It has been a busy week here in Chicago with all the politicians on stage, and it all culminates tonight when Vice President Kamala Harris will accept the Democratic presidential nomination. This won't be the first time that she will be on stage. That actually happened the first night here where she spoke for about 2 minutes. But this speech is expected to be a big one, possibly the biggest of her career, especially given that there are 75 days left until Election Day.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance spoke with CBS's Nora O'Donnell about the growing possibility that independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy